The Sisters Are All Right, Changing the Broken Narrative of Black Women in America by Tamra Winfrey Harris, narrated by Tamberla Perry. Preface. I love black women. I love the Baptist Church mothers in white. I love the YouTube twerkers. I love the sisters with Ivy League degrees and the ones with GEDs. I love the big mamas, madears, and aunties. I love the lock-wearing sisters who smell like shea butter. I love the ladies of the Divine Nine. I love the bad bitches in designer pumps and premium lace fronts. I love the girls who jumped double dutch and played hopscotch. I love the Nam-myoho-renge-kyo chanters, the seekers, and the atheists. I love the awkward black girls and the quirky black girls and the black girls who listen to punk. I love the standing at the bus stop sucking on a lollipop round the way girls. Black womanhood, with its unique histories and experiences, marks its possessors as something special. I love black women, and I want the world to love black women too. It doesn't, though. I know this in my bones from 45 years of black woman being. The world does not love us, at least not in the way black women deserve to be loved, because it doesn't truly see us. Our authentic collective and individual selves are usually hidden by racist and sexist stereotypes that we can't seem to shake, or rather images that other folks won't let us shake. This is confirmed for me every time I read another article about a little black girl sent home from school, not for bad behavior or bad grades, but for having kinky black hair. Every time some well-meaning pundit or preacher offers advice to fix black women to be more marriageable. Every time some black comedian tells a specious joke about tyrannical black wives and girlfriends.